So speaking then about the general RMC update. So these are just some of the activities that we are covering in general. I should mention that I deliberately didn't include the item that we had last year from Jonathan Mort, which was the talk about governance. So something else where we've seen pushback from government the whole time is this idea of governance, that there's not enough governance, especially in occupational retirement funds, and that's why there's so much abuse. And we pushed back quite strongly when we commented, and obviously industry did also. So it still remains to be seen what exactly government's going to do. Where government is telling us that within the private sector, costs are too high, but oh, by the way, your governance isn't enough, and so you must increase the governance. But don't you understand that will increase the costs? So I'm not talking about that, but that's also out there floating in the background. So we as the RMC, we try to participate in different events. So the FSCA, for example, has this quarterly meeting with stakeholders that we participate in, which I haven't mentioned here. I managed to volunteer. Cornet has just done an article for us for the Pensions World. It's a quarterly publication. It's online. So Google it and go and read the articles. Cornet's article will be coming out soon. Natasha's next. Natasha looks very excited to be writing articles for the Pensions World. So we do that. We're encouraging and participating in pensions research, like I say. Mr. Prince Louis, Andre, hiding there. We've got some research projects. Joanna's involved with some research projects. We're doing work with other practice area committees. I've spoken about liaising with government departments. And even just the general regulations here, like I say, we're still waiting for these two promised guidelines regulations in terms of the projected benefit statements. So Tommy's going to be presenting to us. It's at the convention. That's right, looking forward to it. So we've been waiting for the finalization of the projected benefit statement requirements for a while, but it gets sort of up, and then it gets pushed down because more important things get dumped on top of it by the sounds of it. So two pots came in and it got pushed way down. So in the meantime, Tommy, thank you very much. We'll be presenting to us the requirements for living annuities in default annuity strategies. Andrea got very excited about that a few months ago, and so we're also keenly awaiting finalization thereof. And we have our regular activities. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you very much to the organizers, to Corneille, to Gier, to Gail, to everybody else who made this possible, because this is one of our regular activities. Megan spoke about our need for CPD, and yes, we need CPD, so this is an opportunity. In terms of the membership then of the Retirement Matters Committee, so at the moment we've got 20 members. This is a big committee. I've had some requests for people who want to join the RMC, and the answer is no, because we've already got 20 members. That doesn't mean there isn't a room to volunteer. So John Anderson, for example, I can remember we wrote him into some of the activities. Tommy, I think we've got you down officially as a volunteer still on some of the activities. There is room for people to get involved without being a member of the Retirement Matters Committee. So in the Society of Actuaries of Namibia, there we have this problem where we've got five EXCO members, and the membership seem to think that those five people must do everything. And I keep trying to say, but guys, everybody's together, you know, many hands make light work. So just because these are your representatives doesn't mean that there's no room to get involved. Please do get involved wherever you can. So using Itai as an example, again, he's sitting in front, so I'm going to refer to him, joining the interest group. But if you want to write articles for Pensions World, we have something on your heart, you want to speak on behalf of the Actuarial Society, you want to give back to the actuarial profession, we will find an opportunity. Have no fear. So speak to your representative or email me, reach out. There's always something for us to be able to add. So I'm almost done with my preaching, but we, as this group together, we are the ones that make a difference. So through our activities, the reason why we're involved with so many things is that we don't want to just be witnesses to what's happening. We don't want to be bystanders to see history going past us. We actually want to make a tangible difference. So this is why I encourage everybody, with whatever free time you can spare us, please do get involved for the greater good. And that is it from my side. Any further questions or comments before everybody runs off to go home? To avoid some of the Sandton traffic. Has everybody had enough? No one else online? All right, so I think we can wrap up early then. I always say the best meeting is one that ends early. So I want to thank everybody for participating, those who are online. Thank you for all the questions. Thank you again for all the organizers. And stay safe. We will see everybody next time. Bye-bye now.